So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is from Adam Schefter's podcast in relation to a team like the Jets saying, hey, John Harbaugh's available. Mm-hmm. We got to go get him. We have to go make secret phone calls to ensure that we can get him. Here is him explaining why that is not really something you can do.
You can't fire your head coach to go hire John Harbaugh without even talking to him and knowing that you get him. Now, people might say, oh, there's tampering. I'm telling you right now, he's on a fact-finding mission, and he wants to talk to everybody, and he would not commit to any one team. It wouldn't happen. So if you're firing your sitting head coach to go hire him, you may be left holding the bag.
So here's the thing. This involves both angles of this town.
Yes.
Let me start with the Jets. There are a lot of Jet fans out there who would say, who cares? Fire him. I am not one of those. I am not willing to fire Aaron Glenn after 1 year, take my shot at John Harbaugh that I know I'm not going to succeed on, and then, quote, hold the bag. He's right. You're not secretly calling John Harbaugh and getting an answer. So hopefully, to my fellow Jet fans, whether we disagree or agree, you can understand that more.
You can call the agent.
Right, but look, did you hear what Adam said?
Oh, I know.
He's not committing.
No, you're right. That's the challenge, because John Harbaugh might want to take a year off.
Or he's going to continue to find out different facts about each franchise before. He's not committing to the Jets. So you have to be willing to fire your head coach. And that's where I know there's a disagreement between me and a lot of Jet fans. I don't want to fire Aaron Glenn after 1 year. So done. It can't happen.
Right.
Why that comment by Schefter also benefits you guys is that the idea that the Dolphins know they're getting him does not apply.
Yeah.
What Stephen Ross decided was, hey, I'm willing to take the shot. I was on the fence with Mike McDaniel anyway. I went back and forth for a few days. I'm going to take my shot at John Harbaugh. And if I don't get him, I'm good, because I was ready to move on anyway.
Well, the difference with the Dolphins' job is unique, because they had some success when they were in the playoffs two seasons ago. And so it's almost like you just need some refining. Whereas the Giants haven't been in the playoffs, and well, they were, but in 2002, but consistently in a long time. And so when you're bringing in a coach, it's partly because of the talent on the team, but it's also, we need somebody to get us back to being relevant,
mm-hmm.
you know, consistently relevant. And so if you are, I don't know, the Baltimore Ravens, you can take a shot at Jeff Hafley, because you have a ready-made team that already can get to the postseason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's a different job and different criteria. It's why some of these young coaches, I think Jacksonville was the same way, because you have all the talent that you need on that team. It was just poorly coached by, obviously, Doug Peterson and Urban Meyer before that. And so you get a coach who's competent, young, has never done it before. Guess what? They turn it around pretty quickly. I think the Giants can actually be that team. They can turn it around pretty quickly. You just need the right coach. And so, yeah, we want John Harbaugh, but I think you can't be so desirous for one guy that everybody else is not an option. Does that make sense?
Yes and no. You're being very reasonable,
right.
But I think this is a case in which you are not reading the fan base. This is the guy.
Look, I love the fan base. It's the most knowledgeable fan base.
But they're idiots.
But, I mean, we had this conversation. Did we talk about this on air, or we just talk about this off air?
I don't know.
About the Abdul Carter stuff.
A little bit on air. You're talking about how great of a rookie year he actually had.
Fantastic rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
Yet every Giant fan thinks he's a bust.
Mm.
It's like, do you not watch the games? Or at least not, or you not read about the games? You read the advanced statistics on the games? Abdul Carter had a great rookie season. In fact, he's in the running for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, you were telling me some of the metrics around him, and I couldn't believe it.
Right. He's 11th, tied for 11th in total pressures.
That's
all season long.
Yeah.
And he's number one.
In fast pressures, right?
In fact, not rookies. everybody.
Including Myles Garrett.
In fouls and fast pressures. Exactly right. So he's, like, he had a really good season. And I remember saying this in the middle of the year. Dude, he's just not showing up in the stat book. He's doing great stuff. He's just not showing up in the stats. He's not getting sacks. He's not doing all these other things. That comes because he's a rookie, right? Next year, he's going to have 10 and a half sacks. Guaranteed.
Save it.
Guaranteed.
Save it.
Okay.
All right.
And so, like, right. I feel like the Giant fan knows what they want to see, and when they don't see it, they get emotional.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's why we're fanatics. We're very emotional.
No, you're right. You're right. But sometimes you need calm. Sometimes you need prudence.
Tiki is the voice of calmness.
And retrospective.
No.
And by the way, this is why I like Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Because you know what he is? He's calm. He doesn't react.
What does lip-reading Jackson Dart tell us about the future of the Giants head coach? We'll get to that in 10 minutes. But let's get to your phone calls. Jim is in Connecticut. What's up, Jim?
Hey, hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
listen, bear with me. I'm a fan, okay? And I'm a Giants fan. So I'm sitting here in the car saying, okay, so Joe Shane is heading up the search.
Yes.
But let me ask a question. If Joe Shane believes that John Harbaugh is the guy to get, he goes to Mr. Mayer, and I recognize poor Mr. Mayer is dealing with an illness, a sickness.
Right.
And he just says to John, look, this is the guy I think we should get. And then does a conference call with Tisch. They agree. Can one of the owners, I'm asking a question, can one of the owners like John Mayer and or Mr. Tisch call John Harbaugh and say, look, we really like you to come here. We have a good nucleus of players. We think you're the guy that can run the show.
Yeah.
Can you come out and see us or whatever?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what would happen, I think. I think if he gets recommended by, it's Joe Shane leading it, but I'm sure there's others that are heavily involved.
And he's also, Joe Shane is not making the decision, is my understanding, based on a lot of the reports from the Great Giant beat writers, that it is an ownership decision.
100%.
Joe is leading the search. He'll bring them the information, but at the end of the day,
he'll make a recommendation.
Yes.
Like, I think it's this guy over this guy or this guy over this guy. Now it's your decision to make. And that's when I won't say the relationship, because I think it'll probably start to get a little bit of familiarity in this process, but it's when you got to sit down and say, do I like this guy enough to be my head coach from an ownership standpoint? That's John Mara and the Mara family, and obviously Steve Tisch and the Tisch family. Like, does this guy feel like the person I want as the face of our franchise?
George is in Red Bank. Good morning, George.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
How is everybody?
Good.
All right. Here's the thing. The Giants need to go for Harbaugh. Not Stefanski, not any other coordinator who's never coached before, because first things first, every last Giants head coach since what? Coughlin?
Yeah.
Their first time head coaches. And look how that's worked out, right?
Except for Shurmur.
Able,
except
no.
for Pat Shurmur. Pat Shurmur had experience before.
Yeah, but majority of those guys are those first time.
No, you're right.
Hey, let's try something new, right?
You're right. You're right.
We need direction and order. That's another reason why I think they brought back Sean. Because for years, this franchise was directionless. They had no idea what was going on. Now the team generally has a direction which is heading.
Right.
So that's why they keep some sort of order by keeping Sean. As angry as people are because we stink, they have to keep him on for sort of order.
George, you're absolutely right about Joe Shane.
Who?
Absolutely.
Because Sean's got to get something off his chest. George was saying something different.
How do you say Sean twice? He's been a GM for 5 years. If you got to dislike him, can you get the guy's name? Yeah. He's not new.
No, he didn't dislike him. He actually liked him. But Joe Shane. Joe Shane, but just
not enough
it's
to
an aside,
name.
People say it wrong all the time. I'm sure people still say Giannis's last name incorrectly as well, despite having to say it forever. And so Joe, he's right. Joe needed to be here for stability. And we think he hasn't done anything, but he has. His last two drafts were really good.
Right.
The innovation that he's brought to the scouting in the war room, so to speak, has been different. I mean, it felt like for a decade and a half past when it should have changed, the Giants were just, hey, let's just fly by the seat of our pants and let's figure this thing out. Hey, let's write this down on paper. Can you send me a memo? How about you fax it to me? Right? That's what it felt like this team was running. Hey, you know, we got a big board. You know, can we do it in erasable marker? Right?
Right.
Like, what is our, like, all of those things he's helped change and innovate and bring, and there's a stability. So this is not about Joe Shane. Everybody wants to keep making about him. It's not. He's helping lead a search because he has the competence to do so. Now it's going to be, Who does he put in front of John Mara and Steve Tisch? And then ultimately, what does that decision mean for the organization?
It is not about Joe Shane until it's about Joe Shane. If John Harbaugh doesn't take this job, there's going to be a lot of questions. Now, if he takes a year off, that's completely different, Teague. And I think that's where we can say, hey.
So tell me why John Harbaugh would say, I don't want you, Joe Shane.
I don't know. I'm saying if he doesn't take the job, one of the first questions I'm going to have and a lot of Giant fans are going to have is, did Shane's presence impact it? If the answer is no, okay, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that's good. And that's a fair question.
Yeah, it is.
Of course
but
it
it's
is.
Not. I can't help but look at his last two drafts. Right, there are Pro Bowl, almost all pro level players that he's brought to this team in the last
draft. I'm arguing if John Harbaugh doesn't take this job over his presence, that will annoy a lot of people. I'll ask it to you this way, and I respect what you feel Joe Shane has done here. I'm not even arguing that. If John Harbaugh says to you, in fact, you're in the meetings now, they bring Tiki in, which by the way, they should anyway, and then he would give us all the information. And John says to you privately, Tiki, you know, you start talking football career, he's like, hey, look between us. I totally understand your defense of Joe. He's actually done a decent job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to work with him. So I would advise you to tell ownership.
I would have to ask why.
Well, he gives you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tell me why. Deontay Banks and Evan Neal's enough for him.
Yeah, but
how about another one?
Yeah.
John Harbaugh's not coaching this weekend because of a kicker, and he's a GM that hasn't figured out the kicker situation.
That's a good one.
No, he got it now.
But yeah, even, feels good.
Yeah.
Look, you can argue with him and make great
Better
points.
Call Saul.
If at the end of the day he says to you, I'll only take this job if Joe's not around, what would you recommend to ownership?
I just don't think that's going to happen.
But if it does.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But if it does.
You'd kick it down to a year. You'd not renew his contract and you'd let it expire.
So you'd make a deal with him. You'd say, give me a year.
Yes.
Okay. You're negotiating. But ultimately, would you keep Shane at the hindrance of Harbaugh taking the job? And that's going to be the question Giant fans will have if John doesn't take the job.
It will be the question. It will not be an issue.
Let's go to Michael in Bucks County. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Before I get to my point or question, I guess, Sal doesn't work at the radio station anymore. We got to stop with the Serta Pro Painter satisfying his wife. It's a little wild to me. But anyway, now that Harbaugh seems to be a foregone conclusion with the Dolphins hiring the wrong GM, what do you guys think the Giants' final record is come this time next year?
Oh, I love the long-term question. By the way, let me just say this about my dear friend Sal. He'll always be a part of the radio station, whether he's here or not.
I mean,
that's how I feel about him. I think that's how a lot of people feel.
Sid Rosenberg still has commercials running on this network.
Peerless Boiler.
Peerless Boyer.
Boilers. And Sal's got to like this.
And hell, he's running for mayor in 4 years, or whatever the term is for New York City mayor.
That's true. Sal's in very good company. Mike Francesa still has promos running here. Sid Rosenberg still has commercials running here. And Sal Licata does.
Right.
And all of those guys will always be a part of the FN family. What will the Giants' record be next year is such an Evan question.
Mm.
It's such a, hey, let's have some fun. Let's look into the future. I'll let you go first, Teague.
10-7.
Wow. 10-7, which would be a guaranteed playoff spot. Sean Morash, the Giants' record a year from now will be what?
Or with Harbaugh or without?
No, it is a blind prediction. So we don't know the coach. You could pick in your mind who you think the coach is going to be.
All you know is Jackson Dart, Brian Burns, Tyrone Tracy, Cam Scataboo, Andrew Thomas, Marcus Bowe, John Michael Schmitz.
Okay. 6 wins.
Wow. That's crazy from you.
It's not crazy for me because it's crazy that I keep going the positive route. I have to see the roster look like a good roster before I call it a good roster.
How many wins should they have had this year?
Should
they have had this year?
The number he just hit is the number that would jump
six,
out at me.
Because I don't think you can automatically assume you win all of those one-score games.
No, right. I agree, but Dallas, they should have won. The first Dallas.
The first Dallas, they should have won.
So that's five.
I'm going to give them Dallas, Denver, Chicago.
Denver, Chicago, so that's three more. So seven.
So oh, good point. So they got the four. All right. Yeah.
So seven and
ten.
Ten is what they should have
I think that's a fair answer.
I agree.
That.
I probably would have gone 8-2.
Yeah,
because Green Bay they could have won.
Too. Detroit they went to overtime.
And in fairness, in the NFL, like you can't
Minnesota,
assume
they. I mean, hell, they could have won 10 games. Yeah.
I know, but it's football. You can't give
no,
them every
you're right. You're right. You know, Johnson Trump's pissed. Could have lost to the Chargers, too. You know what
point.
I mean? Like,
that's
it works
point.
Out.
There is a great graphic.
Yeah, it's probably 6 or 7.
There's a great graphic I have saved somewhere in my phone on it. Everyone's NFL record, if you reversed their records in one score games.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm looking on my phone to see if I have it, but the Giants would be a playoff team.
Yeah.
It's the moral of the story. Yeah. And so a lot of teams have reverse records. Like the Denver Broncos wouldn't be very good. There's one team that jumps out at you as being exactly the same. The Jets.
Do you know that there's a playoff team playing this weekend that the Giants had a better point differential than?
Yeah, the Carolina Panthers, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course. If there's one game that's going to be an utter blowout, it's going to be that game.
Well, we got NFL picks coming up later
on. I'm just telling you. They had 4 turnovers in that previous game, and the Rams still almost came down and won it.
I found the graphic, ladies and gentlemen. This is the NFL records if everyone's record in one score games was the opposite.
What week of the season was this?
This is 16 games in.
Okay.
So we're losing one game.
Right.
No biggie.
Right.
The New York Giants would have been a 9-7 team.
Jeez.
The New York Jets would
have been in the NFC. That's playoffs, right?
Yeah. Well, it would have been the division winner because the Commanders would have been 8-8. The Eagles would have been 6-10.
Wow.
And the Cowboys would have been, for some reason, I can't find the Cowboys. Oh, yeah, 6-9-1. How about that?
Wow.
So you would have won the division. The Jets would have been 5-11, the second worst record in the AFC. And you know who would have had the worst record in the AFC?
Who?
The Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Everything was tight. Yeah.
The team with the best record in the NFL, if you reversed the results of one score games.
Right. So is that luck of moments or is that great coaching?
It is a combination of both. I think a lot of it is luck. I think some of it is coaching. In the Giants case, I think a lot of it is coaching. But wait for this.
Yeah.
The team with the best record in the NFL, if you reversed their records in one score games, would have been the 13-3 Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm. Which is funny. Because that's the team last year that had would have been the worst.
Exactly. So in my logic, and I did this about turnovers the other day, how I think a lot of times it's about luck.
Yeah.
Not always, but a little bit.
When you have massive turnover differentials.
My gut would be some of the teams that got lucky last year won't get lucky next year.
Mm.
So, by the way, my official prediction on the Giants record, I wasn't going to skip the podium on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I would go 7-10. Like, I think they will be a competitive, good football team, but maybe not to the level that we're dreaming of.
Okay.
But that's without knowing who the coach is.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
we still don't know.
Yeah, that because once you know coach, you know scheme, you know usage, all that other stuff.
And then obviously roster decisions. The quarterback, Jackson Dart, last night was obviously at the Ole Miss game, which turned out to be a tremendous game between Miami and Ole Miss. And the big story for a lot of Giant fans is that he is caught on the sidelines, or on the field, because I think it was pregame, talking with an assistant at Ole Miss. And everybody is doing the let's read the lips.
Yeah. Give NYG Daily some credit. He started this fire.
NYG Daily?
He deserves to be put over for
good
this.
Job. At NYG Daily. I follow them. They do a good job. Or him or she or whoever
it is. That's how I saw it.
Absolutely. Good job by them. So we're all trying to lip read or read lip, whatever the phrase is.
Lip read.
Okay. Jackson Dart's conversation with this assistant, and it appears that the assistant says who's going to be the next Giants head coach, and you clearly say Dart say either Harbaugh or Stefanski.
Right. He said, I don't know.
But I don't know.
Harbaugh or Stefanski, but I don't know.
So what do you make out of that, if anything?
I don't think he knows. I think he's listening to the media.
What do you think?
Because how is he going to know? He's not in the facility right now. It's not like he's having meetings with... he doesn't have a coaching staff right now because they're all in limbo.
He can't text Joe Shane?
Of course he can.
So then,
do you think that Jackson Dart has a open text chain with Joe Shane?
Actually, that's a great question. In fact, I want to play this clip for you from a few days ago. Joe Shane at his press conference was asked about Jackson Dart having input in the coaching search. Here was his answer.
Input? He might meet somebody, but I don't know about input. You know, I love him, but he's 22 years old or 23, whatever he is, and he's got 1 year in the league. So could he potentially meet a candidate? Sure, but... you know, we'll make the decision ultimately.
What a douchey answer, by the way.
No, it's
I mean,
the
I'm
right
sorry,
answer.
Joe.
What, you're going to give a rookie quarterback its say?
Look.
And who the hell you're hiring as a head coach?
This is actually very similar to a conversation we'll have in a few minutes about my question for Rob Manfred. you can say the same thing without sounding douchey, which a lot of people will feel about my question, which is totally fine. I respect it. Joe Shane could have said the same thing without laughing and mocking the idea of a 22-year-old having input.
Yeah, it's still funny to me, though.
So. It was very reminiscent of Tom Brady going, we're only going to score 17 points. Remember
and
that?
We know how that turned out. Yeah, the Super Bowl against the Giants. The first one.
That's
because
right.
I think it was a Michael Strahan prediction that the Giants would win 20-17.
Right.
And Tom Brady's response was laughing, we're only going to score 17, and they ultimately did.
Scored 14.
14, my bad. Final score 17-14?
17-14, fellas. Believe it, and it will happen.
There you go.
That's another Strahan quote.
So you take anything else out of this lip reading, or are we all done?
My hot take is he didn't say that at all.
What do you think he said?
I think that when everybody read the caption of that, we focused in. It was like one of those pictures where somebody says, do you see a rabbit back there? And we focus on it.
Oh, yeah.
I think he could have been asked, what are you going to do after this? We could be boating. We could go skiing. You know, something like that.
But I don't know.
But I don't know. The truth is, he might have said it, but I think because we read that, everybody jumped to, you saw what you now were reading.
No, there is a, I forget, there's a word for that, where you get primed to hear something. It's
right.
It's the same thing with music. Remember the devil lyrics, the satanic lyrics?
Yes.
When they used to play the records backwards.
You
can't do that anymore because it's digital now. But they used to put these messages on records if you played them backwards. If you just listen to it, you don't hear it.
Right.
But if I tell you what to listen for, you absolutely hear it.
And this is why it makes me think it's not. They showed him on this broadcast on camera because he was shown on the Jumbotron for like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me of all the times Jackson Dart was could have been caught on camera last night, happened to be the 10 seconds he was giving his input on who he thinks the Giants coach is going to be? What are the odds of
so
that?
So you're accusing NYG Daily of just making up a story?
No, I think that NYG Daily, he could have said it. I think he saw it. Did he say it? But I think we're looking for what we wanted him to be saying.
We don't actually hear Jackson Dart say a thing.
Right.
We have no idea.
Right. And if the word is ski,
I don't even think I actually looked at his lips to see if maybe he was saying that. I think I just took it for what was told.
I don't know
to
if the Giants would say yes, but can you ask them if Jackson would join us? Aren't we like friends now after last training camp? I mean, you remember what Jackson said to me off air? He put his arm around me and said, I'm going to make you a Giant fan. And I was like, no, you're not, but nice try. So maybe there's like a little bond now between
us. If he comes on, will you become a Giant fan?
For 30 seconds just to get the interview, sure. It's like when you were dating and you would say something to just, you know.
At 30 seconds, lives forever.
Most 30 seconds does.
Let's go to Tommy in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure. What's
Appreciate
up, dude?
It.
Thanks.
Hey, Tiki, I'm a 67-year-old lifelong Chiefs fan, and I was at the game, and you broke my heart.
Oh, man. That was a fun one.
It was fun to watch as a football fan. You had a great game, a great career. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you. Larry Johnson had a big day that day, too.
Yes, he did. Yep. What I wanted to talk about was, like, full transparency. Nobody knows what Harbaugh has in mind, so, like I said, full transparency, would Harbaugh wanting to take a year off, say, and giving Kafka another interim title for a year,
You can't kick the can down the road. And what I would wonder about, Teak, and I understand the question of could he take a year off considering his age and how long he's been coaching, but what I wonder is, if he's truly going to schedule interviews next week, and that is the report. Now, nothing has been scheduled yet,
right. But
the reports are he's going to take interviews next week. Adam Schefter, we played the clip earlier, said he's going to be on a fact-finding mission. Does that sound like someone who's going to take a year off?
No, it doesn't. But you don't know what's going to transpire over the next 3 or 4 days where he starts saying, I'm ready to, I think I just want to chill and be with my family.
So that could change.
That could happen over these next couple of days. I don't think that will be the case. But let's say that he does. Who are the teams that are likely to be in the market for a head coach next year?
Next year.
Next year. I mean, unfortunately, you have to throw the Jets up there because if they're a disaster,
100%,
then Aaron Glenn is not the guy. We know that. So
I can see that.
The Jets are one. Nobody else in the East.
I think the Commanders could be one if they have another
bad
year.
Let's say AFC first.
Oh, okay.
So the Jets.
Yep.
Let's go Pittsburgh.
Yes. I think until Tomlin's gone, it's always going to be a question.
Right.
Cincinnati has to be.
Cincinnati.
100%.
I think the Colts.
100%.
The Colts because it was kind of. Yep. Oh, the new owner.
Yes.
Basically said, the GM and the head coach have to approach 2026 with a sense of urgency like they've never had before. That's almost guaranteed.
Anyone who was already on the hot seat but survived, that's a candidate. Right. And the Colts are certainly one of them. Keep going.
Chargers, Denver, no. All right, so now let's go. That's four in the AFC.
Yep.
In the NFC.
Washington.
Dallas.
Dallas,
if they're sub-500 again.
Yep.
If Sirianni makes it. So, yep. I mean, you could have three in the East.
I think Sirianni just has to live on this list every year now.
No, you're right. You're right. Because even when he goes to the Super Bowl, they still want to fire him.
You can't say Minnesota, can you? We love Kevin O'Connell. Don't we all love Kevin O'Connell?
But if he loses Brian Flores this year and they take another step back and McCarthy was his guy, you could just...
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Dan Campbell? Another bad year from the Lions.
I can't see Dan Campbell. They love him up there.
Yeah. Detroit took too long to get a guy like
that. So, but I will say Minnesota.
Yep.
And then you go to the South.
Well, no. Hold on. LaFleur and Green Bay. If we're talking about him now, we have to talk LaFleur about him next year.
And Green Bay.
Yep.
Definitely Tampa.
Definitely Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles in Tampa.
Yep. I think New Orleans with Kellen Moore safe, Carolina safe.
Yep.
And Atlanta's hiring a new head coach, so no.
Right.
Unless they go one and done.
So and then the AFC West, new coach. There's nobody's in the AFC West. They're all going to be there.
Yep.
Unless we're talking McVay decides to chill out.
Exactly. So that's less hot seat, but
so think about this. Next year there could be 11 openings. 11. Now that's unlikely, but if John Harbaugh says, I just need a year for myself. I haven't spent real time with my family in almost two decades. I need a year off. Next year, I think there's a lot of opportunity for John Harbaugh to be right back into the coaching seat.
Danny is in East Brunswick. Hey, Danny.
Happy Friday, fellas. Hope all is well.
What's up, dude?
You too. What's up?
I just wanted to touch on two things. One, if Harbaugh wants to win now, obviously, the Giants is the much better roster over Miami. Miami's probably more than likely going to be in the running for a quarterback. If it ain't this year, it's definitely going to be next year. And I completely agree with Tiki on his take where he said, you got to be reasonable when it comes to head coaching because you don't want to wind up in a jackpot like the Knicks did and have no choice but to go with who they went with,
right, which
was Mike Brown. You have to look at everybody. If it ain't going to be Harbaugh, then Stefanski is next best. If it ain't going to be LaFleur, if they lose tomorrow night, he's definitely getting canned. Then you go with McCarthy, who's got a proven record as well. So,
yeah.
I just wanted to say that. Right. Have a great weekend, fellas.
Appreciate
the show.
You as well, Danny.
Every day.
Appreciate it.
They did all right with Mike Brown.
Yeah, and I don't think the Knick thing is fair because, first of all, the timing of NBA coaching firings is just so different. The Knicks made a firing in late May, while other teams who didn't make the playoffs are making firings a month and a half early.
Mm-hmm.
So the Knicks were always behind the eight ball just based on the timing of their season. And B, I thought the Knicks, and I defended them at the time, and I think I've turned out to be right, all they were doing was leaving no stone unturned.
Mm-hmm.
They asked everybody.
Right.
And yes, they took a lot of shots in the air that were never going to happen because they were active NBA head coaches, and they ended up with a guy who's coached the team to the NBA Finals. Like, I think they did okay. So I don't think it's fair to look at the Knicks coaching search and say, you don't want to end up like that. Like, I want to be like that. I want to leave no stone unturned. Now, the difference between the Knicks and the Giants is that there is a no-brainer available in John Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
It was never a no-brainer with the Knicks.
No, there wasn't. In fact, we debated that for a while.
Yeah.
Until they finally made the decision. And then when they made the decision, it kind of was like, all right, I guess that's okay. We didn't know it was as good as it is until we've seen it.
Yesterday, my dear friend Craig Carton came on our show with 5 minutes to go and made a very nice offer. He said, Evan, you could pre-record a question for Rob Manfred. I did. They then decided to not play the question. Why and what did I ask?